Kaya, my name is Sharon Egan, and I'm a Noongar woman from Perth, Fremantle area, and I'm an artist. I've did a little bit of research, but I must acknowledge Tugar Morrison did most of the initial research of this story from Wallalup, which is Fremantle, and it's the oldest surviving oral history story in the world. And it's right here on our doorstep in Fremantle. And it's about 6,000-7,000 years old. Yeah, so back in where the river meets the sea in Fremantle, the creator, the Woggle, was asleep. And he could smell salt water coming up the river because it was all fresh water and salt water. And then he's come out and there's this big lizard thrashing around in the water, like. And anyhow, there was a big battle. The Woggle wasn't sure what to do with this big lizard, so he went and asked a wise little lizard in the caves at North Fremantle, you know, like, how do we deal with this? And he said, all its strength's in its tail, so you got to get its tail. So anyhow, they did a big battle out in the water there, creating the harbour and Coburn Sound, and then he got his tail, bit the tail off, and put it across the river, which was that sandbar, and stopped all the water, the salt water going up the river. And I think he tied it down with his own whiskers, the whiskers of the Woggle. And if you look there now, there's a little bit of that sandbar left under the Maritime Museum. You can see it when you go past on boats. You can see what's left of it and what's left of that story. But it sort of lives on. But they say Garden Island, you can see this looks like a lizard. Yeah, and the tail's across the thing. When you look at Garden Island, it looks like there's a tail missing off that lizard. Yeah, and there's shells down at Fremantle that look like the Woggle scales. Yeah, those big, they're big triangular-looking ones, and they're like abalone on the inside. They're quite beautiful. And when the Europeans came, the settlers, they could not comprehend how old this story was. So they said, a big lizard. They said, it must have been a crocodile. So that crocodile's become one of the actors in this story when it was actually a megalania. They couldn't comprehend that Noongar people were living alongside megafauna and flora. So that many years ago when Rottnest was still joined to the land and these great big animals were roaming the place. And they would have been, you know, eating anything. They could have taken kids, babies. So Noongars knew that when these lizards were around, they'd just stay, you know, away because they knew the thing wasn't around all the time. It'd just come out to eat. Then that'd last them a while. And I always get annoyed how people have changed it to a crocodile because crocodiles just are not here. Yeah, so that was the story about the harbour. And there were seven dingoes. Like there were seven hills around the Fremantle area and they were each named after one of these dingoes. And that's how important these dingoes were. Like they were crucial in keeping the lizard away. They look out, like on Cantonment Hill, that's one of the hills. Yeah, dingo was like man's best friend and, you know, you were really like royalty if you had a dingo. Yeah, because they'd hunt in packs and they could bring these things down with the help of Aboriginal people and the dingoes working together. Otherwise, you just couldn't deal with these big lizards. And it's funny that someone's done that dingo flower thing and it looks like that's keeping a lookout too. They're sort of funny little coincidences. Or maybe not.